Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria and Polokwane 19, Rustenburg 20 degrees.
So much chaos on the roads, I don't even know where to begin. Bedford View, R24 westbound, a crash at the N12 merge. N3 southbound, a crash at Van Buren Road. Edenvale, R24 eastbound, a crash after the Edenvale exit. Putfontein, N12 eastbound, a crash involving a pedestrian near Kingsway Avenue. And Germiston, N3 southbound, a crash before the Rand Airport interchange.
The National Energy Regulator of South Africa completed the approval of 178 licensed electricity distributors' tariffs for the 2024-2025 financial year. These tariffs, affecting municipal and private distributors, will be implemented from the 1st of next month. Here's Nurses Charles Lebella.
NERSA processed the distributors' tariff applications in line with the provisions of the Electricity Regulation Act, as well as in compliance with the High Court order in the Nelson Mandela Chamber of Business matter. The applications were published on the NERSA website to solicit comments from affected parties.
Now, at the same time, Johannesburg residents will be paying more for electricity come Monday. City Power says the tariff changes are in line with NERSA's approved increase of 12.7%. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
Our approved average tariff increase of 12.72% does not mean every customer will experience the same increase, as we have started to implement some of the findings of the cost of supply study. As a result, some customers will experience a slightly lower tariff increase, while an increase to others may well be above the 12.72% threshold.
The EFF's Secretary General Marshall Dlamini has been sentenced to 18 months imprisonment, suspended for 5 years. He appeared in the Cape Town Regional Court this morning. Dlamini was found guilty of assaulting a Parliament police officer during the 2019 State of the Nation address. He was caught on camera hitting Parliamentary Protection Services member Jan Carstens. Addressing supporters outside court, Dlamini revealed his actions were necessary to protect party leader Julius Malema.
I was not going to show any remorse or regret or make any apology. Yes. What I did that day, I can do it again.
Yes.
So they wanted me to come here and apologize when I was executing my duties. And then I said to the magistrate, I'm not going to do that. Take the decision that you're going to take, but the one of saying I can sell out my own organization because I'm scared of prison, that you're not going to get.
Three people have been killed following a head-on collision between a Putco bus and a Bucky near Cullinan in Pretoria. The accident occurred yesterday. Tshwane Emergency Services spokesperson Charles Mabaso says 26 passengers from the bus were taken to hospital with minor to moderate injuries.
The three victims, an adult male and two boys, were declared dead by paramedics on the scene. The cause of the accident is under police investigation.
And South Africa is still not done enough to be removed from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force. Concluding its 3-day meeting in Singapore, the global watchdog said while some progress has been made since last year, key deficiencies remain. These include effective information sharing, enforcing sanctions, and prosecuting financial crimes. I'm Chanel September, mornings in Afrikaans at 4.
And that's when her weekend begins. Whoop, whoop. Thanks, woo-hoo. Chanel. Lekker. Have a good weekend. Next batch of news, Madeline Fisher is going to have the details for you on the drive with Robin Ross coming at you live from Anibos.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
You can't be shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word.